How did you feel about that morning session?
I suppose I was kind of disappointed that Ed Vasey had quite such a platform. I would have liked to hear from some of the other people on there. I was much more interested with what the woman from the Chinese Arts Centre had to say, and I'd like to have heard more from there. I think what David Edgar was saying about choices also is something that needs to be talked about much more, that they are choices that are being made, whether we fund the big organisations or the small organisations at the moment. And I think I would like there to be more of a kind of honest discussion about that, rather than us all being a bit too comfortable and happy saying, you know, we love the arts, and Ed Vasey liking his free tickets for things.
I can point out your point of view on this, so just introduce yourself to...
Yeah, sorry, I'm Layla Yankovic. I'm a lecturer in cultural policy and arts management, and I'm also on the board of the Arts Council in Yorkshire. I've been part of that process of having to make those tough decisions about which organisations did stay and which go. And I think that point of David Edgar's about choice is actually the thing that we need to be a bit more vocal about.
Yeah,
and seeing one of the priorities of this conference was about the bursaries for the individual artists, I'd like to hear them having more of a voice, and rather than the same voices that we always hear on those panels.
Yeah. So how would you solve that then?
I think part of the problem with that session was that Ed Vasey, we kept going back to his response to everything, and actually there were some very interesting viewpoints on the panel that could have been explored much more. I hope it will happen more in the breakout sessions, that there will be more of a voice for the smaller organisations.
It would be nice if Ed Vasey stuck around for some of them, wouldn't it?
Yeah, rather than came, did his bit, and then bugged off.
I mean, because actually it's not about him in that panel, that big panel session, because he doesn't make those choices. He gives out the money, doesn't he?
Except we shouldn't ever forget that actually, you know, for all he's, you know, we're being nice to him at the moment. DCMS did not get a good settlement from the Treasury. You know, the museums did better than the performing arts, so let's, you know, and the Arts Council, so let's be honest about that. The Arts Council did not get a good settlement out of it, and, you know, of course we need to find ways of working with them, but actually it was a bit too cosy, all of that, for me.
Yeah, brilliant. Thanks ever so much for talking.
All right.